Willie Jackson's our Māori Development Minister. He's with us today. Thanks for joining us, Willie. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. Morena.
Morena. Obviously, budget week, but you're constrained, and understandably too, about releasing too many details here. What we can say, and I know that you've gone into bat as hard as you can for Māori initiatives within the budget. Interestingly, some of the MPs, I hope yourself included, are going to be here on Monday of next week to talk it through at Ngā Whare Wātea and to look at the Māori budget and the lay of the land. What's prompted you to, again, ask ministers to utilise Wātea as a vehicle or venue to discuss the budget ramifications in a wider context, Willie?
Oh, it's important we come out into the communities. That's part of our budget ratio. But first of all, I just want to acknowledge, you know, obviously what's happened down here in Wellington yesterday was just one of the saddest things that you can see, Dale, when we lose people as we have over there in Newtown. You know, Newtown's quite the place down here, and just sad. Terribly sad, seeing the loss of life and a lot of our people who've been struggling. So I just want to acknowledge that situation there. But back to our budget, it's important we get on the road. We've been doing this every year, that we call it our budget roadshow. And so myself and other ministers, Māori ministers, and some of our team, we just get on the road and explain everything. And of course, Wātea is a very important part of the whole Māori world, as we all know, as we've been part of it. So I said, well, we should get over there and have a bit of a kōrero about, obviously, whānau order, Māori broadcasting, and things relevant for all of us at Wātea and in Te Ao Māori.
Tēnā koe, thank you for touching on what happened at that lodge in Wellington. Obviously, you live in the city too, so you can't wander by without realising the dramas that unfolded yesterday, and we're still waiting to see whether the death toll will rise, many assuming that it will. But it was a whare that housed many transient-type people who are already doing it tough and living on Struggle Street, literally, and that just rams home just how sad this has been. Obviously, there's a lot of investigations still to come here, but as a resident of the city, once you knew of what was unfolding, what were some of the thoughts that went through your mind?
Oh, shock, you know, shock, and then you wonder, if you look at some of the residents and you think, oh, you know, real, I was watching in some real, obviously some great personalities, you know, Struggle Street, you know, let's not make no bones about that, but these are good people, these are good Kiwi people who deserve support, mate. And so we've got to ask ourselves, what have we done? And we're going to go through all those questions. And, you know, we looked after these people enough. You know, there's a lot of frustration at the moment and sadness more than anything else. But we'll get into all that over the next few days.
Some encouraging signs in the polls, Willie, and obviously Chris Hipkins is connecting with many New Zealanders, Māori as well. What would you say of the way that he has taken over the main gig, and what are your observations about Te Ao Māori and how they're warming to his style?
You know, he's a neat fellow, our Prime Minister Chippy. You know, he don't mind people calling him Chippy. You know, he's got no ears, this guy. You know, he's a very down to earth, face to face bloke who, you know, anybody says, oh, well, you mind if I call you Chippy? He says, by all means. He loves it. You know, and that's what you got to embrace in someone. They don't worry about being called Prime Minister or Minister or anything like that. Like, you know, there'll always be someone who just loves being embraced. I mean, I don't mind you calling me that, of course, Dale, but you know, you get people who love these titles, right, Dale? You know, and Chippy ain't one of them, you know. He's down to earth. He knows the people. He loves things that are face to face. When he talks bread and butter, he you know, he encapsulates that sort of good Kiwi bloke, but he's more than that, you know, because, you know, he's got a feel for our things. He said he's still learning, and it's really fantastic that he's opened himself up in that area. And I'm just wrapped with how he's going, you know, and you've seen how he's supported us at different levels and, you know, different to Jacinda, obviously, but in my view, just as supportive of Māori issues. So Māoridom should be assured you've got someone who's cognizant of their cultural obligations. You know, it's really been really encouraging watching him coming along and supporting a lot of Māori, you know, our aspirations, you know, our day-to-day aspirations. It's been an honour working with him. And tomorrow we'll talk about the Māori budget, and, well, not just the budget, but the things Māori, and obviously it's a tough year, but, you know, I don't think our people will be too disappointed.
Thank you. As far as, it's obvious that at the moment, prior to the election, Te Pāti Māori, for instance, will be seen as a political opponent, but very conceivably could be a political ally at the back end of Election Day. Now, the National Party have ruled out working with Te Pāti Māori. That's their right. But the polls would suggest, and they're pretty encouraging for the Red Team at the moment too, that there is potential for a block of Green, Labour and Pāti Māori block going forward. So as a political strategy, you're comfortable to leave the door open for discussions rather than slamming it shut as Luxon has done?
Well, obviously the doors are open. Let's not kid ourselves. You know, there's too many things that we support. You know, we all support so many things that are relevant for Te Ao Māori. So, you know, at the same time, they don't. You know, we don't show each other any favours. I mean, we're not particularly happy with each other, do we? I mean, you saw what Debbie Packer did last week, and good on her. That's her right. And I reserve the right to give them a booting too. So, you know, it's not like we're, you know, totally in love with each other, Dale. I mean, yeah, JT will regularly give us a boot. I'll give him a boot. You know, that's politics. But the reality is there's many kaupapa that we align on. And so that's an obvious alignment later on. Whatever form that takes, well, we're not sure yet. You know, that's still to be worked out. The numbers have got to be worked out. We're still trying to take each other out in the seats, Dale. But, you know, we align with them on so many issues in terms of Te Ao Māori, Māori development. But I have to say both those members have been particularly supportive of me. If I'm being, if I'm being candid, they've been... I just had a bit of a catch up with them yesterday, and so they cope up with me on, you know, on most cope up with Māori. My door's always open, so it's an obvious alignment later down the track.
You're a very proud man of Poro descent, Willie. What did you read into the 44-page report from Outrage to Optimism that was put together by Heke and her team? It has some scathing criticism of forestry practices, but also of the complicit nature of some of the regimes that allowed the practices to continue across decades. A comprehensive report, deliberately short, I think it came out, as mentioned, 44 pages. You've had a chance to have a look at aspects of it. What's your reaction to it?
She's done a terrific job. She's, you know, no holds barred. You know, we didn't worry about what political party she was part of or whatever. When we put her when she was appointed, we knew we could have someone who would work hard, was robust and call a spade a spade. So, you know, she, you know, we I'm not surprised because I know where she's coming from. I haven't had a good look at the report, but. You know, it certainly opens everyone's eyes, and you know, there's a huge amount of work to be done, but she deserves credit, obviously.
And I just wonder how far away you might be from naming a candidate for Ikaroa Rāwhiti. I understand that it is budget week, so this will take precedence, but obviously many are waiting to see who the Labor Party will choose as a candidate. The electorate has always been a red seat. Curious to know how far away a decision on that front might be, Willie.
So we've got a number of people who've been in touch, and the names don't get confirmed till the end of the month. So people are considering, whether they should put their names up. No shortage of interest, but the commitment is still a major commitment because it's a change of people's life, and of course she is not going to be an easy person to be, because she has an infrastructure in place. I still expect our person to come through, whoever it is, but it's not going to be an easy ride for them. So they've got to consider that. Do they want to put their name up, get their electorate in place, and then get into this campaign against Meka Whaitiri? They'll get my full support. They'll get the party's full support, but still a little way to go as people are considering whether they put their name in or not. As I said, no shortage of interest, but in terms of the final confirmation, we can't give that for a good 2-3, even maybe even 4 weeks. We'd want to have our candidate up and running by the end of May, because they want to have June, July, August. They want to have a good run into it. So Dale.
It's Mecca's right to represent whomever she wishes, but you've been in touch as the Minister of Māori Development with the Labour Party machine on the ground. Some serious disappointment at what has occurred here from the rank and file Labour members in Ikaroa Rāwhiti?
Of course. Obviously not all members. Her supporters would probably tell you something different, but that's what we're hearing back from rank and file, because they backed her 100%. But she'll no doubt have a different story, because she consulted with her immediate group, and they all said yes. I get all that. But of course, incredible disappointment, because she was a good MP. So they don't they don't understand the nuances or the ins and outs, and no doubt she will have to go to some lengths to explain that over the next few months, because still a lot of questions for them in terms of why she left. For me, I'm really not interested anymore. I've got to get on with backing a candidate. She wasn't interested in explaining, and I'm not interested anymore, because we've got a seat to win, and our door was open, and if we pass each other, I'm sure we'll say kia ora or whatever to each other, good luck, but we just have to get on with things, because that electorate needs support, and it needs a member who wants to work with them at the coalface and is interested in the big game. So that's what we've got to concentrate on, because there's so many issues in front of Māori, particularly down there. So that's our priority right now, Dale. Whatever she does.
Tēnā koe, thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. Looking forward to seeing what the budget contains for our peeps, and looking forward to reflecting on aspects of that come Monday when the ministers are here at Ngāwhale Wātea. Thanks very much, Willie.
Okay, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora, man. You were 603 Urban Māori Radio 824.